Hi, so tell me about yourself.
Sir, I am putting my screwdriver everywhere and seeing what is happening. I am a hidden scientist. Sir, during my spare time, I chat on girls on Facebook. Sir, I will have a fruity career in your steamy company. And I am putting my screwdriver everywhere and I will perform and reach the climax position.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
I'm not trying to be ageist, but I get it. He's still a pretty young man. Like, he's not, you know, and she's in her mid to late 60s.
So there's but he knew that.
Oh, he knew that. He knows that. Yeah. Well, she's fucking
it
paying
sounds
for
good
everything.
At first. I mean, it's like when I was single and right. I remember thinking maybe I should date an older man that has some money and like, can, yeah. you know, whatever. And then that.
Nah. And then you met nah. Jeff.
Would you like to do this?
I've been watching some
this?
Tantra videos on the Internet Archive.
Yeah, it's yeah, nice. It's nice, and you don't even have to always talk about it yeah. when you're about to do it.
That's
it
right.
can be talked about at other times, like maybe you're watching a movie and something, and you're like, I like that.
How do you want me to stroke your lotus petal?
Mm-hmm. Listen, you know, kind of relaxed. We sat down on the love seat together, and I said
this. I needed to be one of these audience members. Get it! Get it!
The couch is where sex happens!
I know.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Aliens!
Aliens!
Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break.
We're the AT Aliens.
AT Aliens. I'm Brian Green. This is Christy Holdy. And best to you, Christy.
Best to you, Brian, and best. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Stop it. You're going to confuse everybody. All right. Happy New Year back to you. Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. The only one you ever need guaranteed. Welcome back. I have updates galore.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait to tell you. We recently have been talking about my friend Marlon, who is obviously a pseudonym for a friend of mine who is single and ready to mingle. He's out on the streets. He's one of those guys. He's like a perpetually single human being because he's really bad at relationships.
Right.
Mainly because he cheats a lot. That doesn't always work out for the girl that he's with.
Yeah.
You know, but I love him and he's a friend. He's
him.
A dear friend of mine.
Does that matter?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. But I don't know what he's into. He might be into that. You never know. Maybe he's into swinging. I don't know. Anyway.
Maybe he should try it.
It might work better
Maybe
for him.
Maybe that would be his better lifestyle choice.
Yeah, listen. He cannot seem to keep his dick in his pants no matter who he's with. Maybe he should just get with somebody who's okay
There's
with that.
There's plenty of groups out there for
I
that.
Know. That's what I told him. I said, dude, you got to get on these naked Zoom parties.
Yeah.
So
that was pandemic. Now it's real life.
Yeah, now it's real life.
IRL.
Say? Yeah. Alien.
Who cheated?
Who put aliens. That dick in my ass?
Aliens.
So Marlon joined a website called Seeking Arrangements, and he found himself a nice sugar mama. He got inundated with requests, according to him. He got inundated with requests.
According to him.
Yeah, and one lady came on really strong. She was like really strong and said, I am the sugar mama for you. I will take care of you. I've done this before. I know exactly what it takes to make you happy, and you will not want for anything as long as you treat me the way that I want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
He's learning a little bit more about what the way I want to
be
treated means.
Yeah, I was going to say the reason she's on this app is because things haven't worked out in the past for others. But
he found out she's like a twice divorcee.
This could be the charm.
You never know. You never know with this guy. He's just such a wild card.
I mean, you should tell her, like, just be all in, full in, like, this is who I am. Also, maybe you could be into other girls. And like maybe we should try that.
Well, I think he wants to bring a third girl into the bedroom because what he has found is that first night magic, that first date magic that always happens with
that
everybody.
Shine.
Yeah, that shine. It wears
Glimmer.
Off after a minute. The second date went well. She was all dialed up. She had some chef come into her house or her condo.
That's fun.
I know. Third date, they just went on like a normal date. Hey, we're going to have a
Outback.
Yeah, Outback, exactly. Chili's. They had the Bloomin' Onion.
And a Long Island iced tea.
A couple Long Island iced teas. Frasberry margarita or whatever the fuck they're serving over there these days.
Yeah, you have bloomin' onion and chili cheese shit yourself. Fucking mushroom shit burger or whatever they're serving over there. Love Chili's, by the way. Chili's.
baby. It's not what's for dinner.
Get your baby back ribs at Chili's. 20% off when you mention the code word.
I did used to love his baby back ribs.
The baby back, did you really? Never was into them. Never was into them. And I worked there. And I ate everything over there. But I will. Okay. So
I haven't been to a Chili's in so long.
I know, because like, what do you don't think of Chili's? And they used to just do a bunch of advertising.
I noticed they demolished one that was close to here the other day.
Yeah. I mean, why would you? Listen, Chili's has been on the decline for a long time. Yeah, but that's how it works. It's like that fast casual restaurant concept came on hot and heavy in the 90s.
Yeah.
And it lasted right to the early 2000s. But then I think people were like, I'm getting the same mushroom shit burger everywhere that I go. And it's really not very good. But there was some good things at Chili's. There was.
They had those cool like pictures. You remember you sit at the booth.
Yeah.
They had, and I remember going when I was really young too. And when you could smoke.
Oh, when you were smoking in the restaurants.
Not me. It was my grandmother and my mom. Okay. They would take me there and they were smoking.
Just as wonderful.
And they were ordering margaritas. And, you know, I enjoyed looking at the pictures. They had this Texas chili cook-off.
Yeah, the chili. Yeah, and they had the longhorns and they had all the sports memorabilia. You know, they made it interesting to be there. And they had this kind of they had this motif that almost never went out of style. It was like this weird Tex-Mex style. But now, the last time I went to a Chili's was when Matthias was very young and we were driving down to Florida. We saw Chili's on new Chili's, brand new, just been built. We went there and they had these, instead of having servers, they had these little machines in front on the table.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And you just ordered through there and then you paid your bill and just someone came out and delivered your food. It was so weird and impersonal. I didn't like it. Anyway, so they go on a normal date. I'm not sure Chili's was the place they went, but they go on a normal, I'm not sure this lady knows what a Chili's is, but they go on a date and she shows up a little less dolled up than she had been the last two nights. Yeah. Now, the first two dates, they did not get intimate. They made out a little bit, but they didn't get very intimate. Mm-hmm. Well, the third date, which just happened to come fresh off this, the third date and the fourth date has happened also. The third date, they get a little bit more hot and heavy.
Handsy.
And he is not into it. He's like, I'm just like something, the smell, it's not there. You know that smell you get when you really like somebody? It's like, I don't know, it's like a hippie to patchouli. It's like, it just smells delicious and you want it and you want to eat it. Well, it's not there.
Oh, no.
Right? And he says her real age kind of shows if she's not real dolled up. Now, I'm not trying to be ageist, but I get it. He's still a pretty young man. Like, he's not, you know, and she's in her mid to late 60s. So there's
he knew that.
Oh, he knew that. He knows that. Yeah. Well, she's fucking
paying
for everything.
It sounds good at first. I mean, it's like when I was single and I remember thinking, maybe I should date an older man that has some money and like, you know, whatever. And then
And then you met Jeff.
Well, Jeff had that smell that I loved.
Oh, yeah. That's that smell. That smell. I love that smell.
I love that smell, too. I know. It's like a baby. It's a pheromone
thing.
It's a
puppy or a baby.
Yeah,
or,
I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, or cocaine.
It really
cut
is.
Off the brick.
It's so weird how like, that's true. It is. I know.
Rachel and I talk
hair.
About this all the time. Yeah, we talk about the smell. The thing that makes you want to devour somebody. Like, you literally want to eat them. You wish you could chop them up and eat them. Well, the smell's not there.
Not really. But I do just like to get in there and smell.
I know. So everybody knows what the smell is. It's that thing that attracts you to somebody. That like the animal magnetism that you can't get away from. You want to fuck them 24 hours a day. So he says it's not there, and I get it. If he's like, but you know, I'm willing to paper over that a little bit because the situation is kind of interesting, right? Of course it is. She's volunteering to fly you to Venice privately on the 10th date. So third date, they make out, and he just kind of, and she's very, by the way, commandy demandy. She's like, everything is her way. He wants her to kiss a certain way. She wants him to kiss a certain way. She wants him to put his hands a certain place, and she's moving.
Really?
And she like moves her hands
That's
around.
A little too much.
It's way too much.
Yeah,
ooh,
there's
I would
one
be
thing
so
to like
turned
know
off.
What you want, but.
I'm still at the age where I'm scared of pussy. I don't want to be somebody like telling me what to do while it's happening.
Yeah, no.
Maybe that's why Astrid hasn't had an orgasm yet. I don't know. We'll check in with her. Astrid's orgasmometer still.
We need to have Astrid on the show.
0.0.
We need to have Astrid on the show.
Astrid will never come on this show. No,
will
never. Will Jeff? I mean, I guess Jeff's already been on there.
Jeff has been on the show.
But would he be here for any other reason besides music? No, of course not. He doesn't even want us to show up to pick him up together because he's like, I'm afraid you guys are going to put me on TV.
TCB moment. He goes, this isn't going to be a TCB moment. So I'm like, no.
As if
we're just coming to pick you up from the airport.
As if anybody's going to see it anyway. What does he care?
I love it. I think he thought it was like, yeah, you know, prank. You know, we're coming, yeah, running out with microphones.
Yeah, I'm not fucking, what's his name?
Jeff, talk about it now. How was the private plane?
I'm not Johnny Knoxville. What's the other guy's name? I'm not, what was the
Steve-O?
Guy?
Steve-O?
No, not Steve-O. The one who got, Bam Margera. The one who got in all the kind of drug trouble, was running around.
I don't know.
He made a whole career out of fucking hurting his family, like physically damaging his family in that house. But anyway, so he says, I'm not into it. I'm, you know, it's not my thing. I'm not getting, like, there's no movement in my pantalones, right? Sin movente en mi pantalones. Nothing is happening down there. So fourth date.
Oh.
She wants to do Netflix and chill.
Okay.
And he's feeling really nervous about this.
Yeah, this
really nervous. But this could mean sex.
Let's talk about
So he does
sex,
what every
baby.
Man does when it's Netflix and chill time and you're not really attracted to someone. He takes a fucking Viagra. takes a Viagra.
Oh, that's what you do. Okay.
Well, I mean, I don't know that's what you do. I'm just making a joke. But he
did it.
Yeah, he did it.
Okay.
And so as predicted,
he's going through with this.
He sees a payday here, and I think that's what, I mean, like,
Viagra,
I don't know if I can
blame a lot cheaper than Venice.
Yeah, I mean, don't you want to at least get to the 10th date and take that trip to Venice? But I told him, I said, you're not
like,
going to be able to get away from
like
him.
The person, like, if you really, like, I mean, what's he feeling personality-wise, mental-wise?
He told me he had a really good time with her the first night. Like, he actually and honestly.
When she sent him a Porsche?
She sent him a Porsche, but, I mean, take.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Okay, take the Porsche out of it, okay?
Adrenaline, vroom, vroom.
I know. He's probably just all hopped up on the thought that he might have just, you know, scored a millionaire. He'll never have to work another day in his life. But he said, Brian, honestly, I had like a great time. Like you and I would go out.
Well, it's the first.
Okay. Yeah, but I can have fun with anybody. It doesn't mean I want to fuck him.
Like the second and the third?
Yeah. And then the fourth.
Now we're.
Takes a Viagra.
Now you got a chain on your leg.
I know.
You're limping towards the 10th date.
You're limping toward the finish line with some woman's vagina hooked to your penis. He gets to the fourth date. He goes over to this beautiful condo that she's got overlooking the water, doors open, you know, candle,
nice.
Whatever, you know, high-end candles. It sounds nice. But if you're scared of pussy, just, so as predicted, they are not 15 minutes into the show and she's crawling over to, you know, and
maybe she's had the surgery too. Or she's
the yoni surgery?
Where it's like rejuvenation.
Oh, all tightened up?
Yeah.
I didn't ask that, but I will next time. I'll ask if there's
Does he know?
Vagioplasty.
Wait, the vagioplasty.
He does know.
Okay.
And I'll tell you how he knows. It's because she crawls over, and within 15 minutes, he says she crawls over, and she's demanding what's going to happen. You know, put your hand on my ass. Smack my butt, you know, pull my hair while they're making out, right? And then she starts pushing his head down toward her crotch.
My God.
When she had just got, like, she has just like a, I think he said a robe or something. And he's like, and she's like, you're gonna.
Oh my God, if some guy ever did that to me, I'd be
out.
Like, no.
I know, but this is a guy and he's thinking he's gonna get a private flight to Venice.
Okay,
he's like,
okay.
I mean, and he's just trying. He said, I'm trying my best. He's like, I'm licking around, I'm going up,
yeah,
I'm going down,
I'm going
to the side. He's like, I'm trying to.
How is the scenery?
I think the scenery wasn't what he had expected it was going to be.
Mm.
Maybe it wasn't what he was used to. You know, he likes to date very young women.
Okay.
And
well,
so, I'm saying very young. Okay. He likes to date younger women. So
like 20s, 30s.
Yeah. But a vagina, to me, a vagina is a vagina. They're all pretty, pretty, right? I like them
all
shapes and sizes. We talked about this. I don't give a shit. He got big boobs, small boobs. I like them all.
Yeah.
But I think that it wasn't the, let's put it this way. She didn't have the smell upstairs and she didn't have it downstairs either.
Yeah.
He was like, Brian, it was a mess. It was a whole mess. And I was doing my best just to get through it.
Did she approve?
She was demanding that she approved.
But in the end, did she approve?
No, it didn't go well.
No.
It didn't go well. And she said so. She said, we're going to have to sharpen up
aliens.
Aliens. She said, we're going to have to sharpen up our cunnilingus skills. That's what she said.
Oh, wow.
She said, that's my favorite, and I need to be with someone who knows how to do it.
Everybody's favorite, but you can't tell somebody to sharpen their skills. Like, it's a classroom.
Now he's a little turned off. He's like, well, she's demandy commandy.
Well, that's nerve-wracking.
It's very nerve-wracking. Now you got to perform.
Left. Right.
Yeah.
Up, down. What do I do?
But if you don't want to put it anywhere at all,
then you're out of the game.
And so I said, well, what happened with the Viagra? And he said, absolutely nothing. And I said, you didn't get a boner through the whole interaction? He said, not even a.
Well, I can't even imagine what would have happened if he didn't take it.
This guy is now stuck in a situation.
She would have thought he was a woman if she touched him.
I don't know if he's got an innie or an outie. I haven't talked to him about it yet. But there are growers and there are showers, and then there's just ones that are, you know, no knowers. No. So I said, dude, what are you going to do? What's the play here? Because you can't do this.
He's on thin ice with her, too.
He's on thin ice. He did not give her good head. And now she's like giving him an F on the report card.
Yes.
And she's giving him a report card.
She redlined it with a red marker.
Can you imagine? You go on date number 3 or 4 with whoever, right? In your single life. You go out with Jeff, date number 4. You give him head, and he says, and on the way out the door, he's like, we're going to sharpen up our BJ skills.
Yeah, I'd be like, fuck you. We're not seeing each other again. I don't care what smell you got.
I would be scared. I'd be like, I don't want to date that anymore.
No, but I've had women tell me this before. Well, hey, let me just preface it by saying I think everything is great in a sexual relationship if you tell the other person what you would like. And if you kind of, you know, tell them what you'd like. You can't be demanding that.
I dated a very...
And you can't criticize.
Yeah, no.
The criticism.
Well, you can, but it's not...
Criticism doesn't go well.
Remember there was
a
woman that I dated that was very pushy and demandy, like a little tyrant type?
Yes.
You know who I'm talking
about.
Yes, I do. I don't even need to get whiff at the name, and you already know who I'm talking about.
Yes.
That girl.
Yes.
We went to Denver one time, and we were at a friend of hers house, and we got snowed in. It was a one-bedroom condo in Denver, and we got snowed in. It was like, 4 feet of snow happened, and it was around Easter, and we got snowed in. And so the girl that we were visiting, her friend, allowed us to stay in her room as an accommodation, which I thought was very nice, right?
Very.
Saved us on the hotel room, and then she slept on the couch, and we got to sleep in the bedroom. But, you know, it's a very small place, and so there wasn't a lot of, like, I didn't want to have sex necessarily in this girl's bed.
Weird.
It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah, somebody's house and their own bed.
So one morning...
And they're right outside.
Yeah, they're right there. And I mean there. It's like, you can hear them, stop fucking in my bed!
Right. Yeah,
it's
a little rude.
Right there.
It's a little rude.
Yeah, we're not talking like a $50 million condo. Yeah. We're talking about like a starter condo with paper on the walls. You know what I'm saying? Where wallpaper is basically, you know, it's right there. Everyone's right on top of each other.
Yes.
Tiny little condo. So she walks out. She goes to take her dog for a walk one afternoon. And me and this girl are laying in the bed.
Okay.
Oh, no. Laying in the bed. But my girlfriend had just taken a shower. So she was like wearing a towel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then so she starts getting frisky. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Frisk away.
Yeah.
We are now facing each other on a bed. Mm-hmm. So imagine this. Two people not laying down, but turned sideways and facing each other and making out, right? And she rips off the towel, and we're going for entry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. On your side.
On our sides.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't quite get there because she's shorter than I am.
Yeah, there's
she's much smaller than I am.
It's on the side.
Logistical. I'm not a 15-foot dick kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not 6'4" in the fucking cock, right?
Logistics on the side.
I mean, I'm pretty big. But, I blame my small dick on...
That's right. They took some from you.
So I can't get there, right? So she reaches down and she grabs my cock and she yanks it as hard as she can.
Ooh.
And she's like, just fucking figure it out. That's what she says. And I'm like, holy fucking shit.
Yeah,
you want to talk about a boner killer?
Yeah, that killed
me. I'm like, you're totally fucking emasculating me.
Stop it.
I can't get there. I can't do it. It's an impossible thing.
Yeah.
You're 12 pounds. You're 4'4". I can't get there, right?
Yeah.
It's not happening. And she's like, well, you need to fucking figure it out. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. That I don't like pushy in the bedroom.
No.
I'm not interested.
No.
I'm not looking for sadism.
I'm thinking more of like, I mean, at least what has worked for us is more of, you know, a
conversation.
I like a conversation.
Yeah.
I like this. would you like to do this?
I've been watching some this? Tantra videos on the Internet Archive.
Yeah, it's nice. And you don't even have to always talk about it when you're about to do it.
That's right.
Can be talked about at other times, like maybe you're watching a movie and something and you're like, I like that.
How do you want me to stroke your lotus petal?
Mm-hmm. Well.
How do you want me to talk to your yoni?
Yeah.
How do I open up your yoni?
Yeah. You know, it's a conversation. Yeah,
you can't
You're
be
right.
Pushy is a turnoff to a lot of people.
And criticism will go
fucking
nowhere.
Forget about it. Get
no,
there.
That goes negative points.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's negative.
You
want to
kill a boner, you know, emasculate somebody right there in the bedroom.
Don't criticize and don't demand.
Now, I know there's people that are into this. But that's
right,
a fetish.
Right. That's a
story.
A whole other thing.
Right. You got to have a conversation. It's got to be a back and forth.
Yeah.
I don't know what Marlon's going to do here, but I think he's in a no-win situation, if you ask me.
I don't see it working out.
If you can't get a boner,
I don't think so either.
I think he just wants, he's so fascinated by the idea of having someone take care of him financially.
Yeah. That, why doesn't he do this? Why don't you give him this this advice? Why
He'll hear it. Go ahead. Give him this advice.
Marlon, if you're listening. Why don't you just go ahead and do every single thing that she says to do?
Okay.
Let that be the experiment. That'll get you to Venice.
That'll get you to Venice.
We need you to get to Venice at this point.
I told him I feel like this.
There's five more dates, though.
Listen, that's five more dates. That's five more episodes of the commercial break.
Just try. Hey, he may like something that she recommends. But maybe he should say to her,
don't be so pushy.
I'm going to need you because, you know, that kind of woman sometimes wants a little pushback.
You might be right about that. That's part of what I told him.
She doesn't want like some malleable guy. She does think she does, but I think maybe she needs a little pushback.
I think this is fetishized for her.
I think he maybe needs to push back and say, look, I'll do what you say. I will absolutely work on my skills if that's what you want. But you can't be so bossy.
Yeah.
Stop.
I told him this. I said, why don't you tell her that you're not interested in all of this
pushiness?
Yeah, I want
this to be a two-way street.
Or I just want it to be organic altogether, and then we can recap at the end of the night, right? I like this, I don't like that, or whatever.
But no criticism. I think he needs to put his foot down on a couple things here.
I think he just needs to leave the situation, personally, because, first of all, he's not attracted to her in any way, shape, or form.
But he might become so.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Marlon a lot. I know Marlon for many years, and I think Marlon is in this for the money, and he doesn't need the money, but you know what I'm saying. It's like a lottery ticket that you found on the ground. You're going to go to the grocery store and try and cash
That's
it.
That's shallow. Yeah. So maybe he should try something new.
I agree. Yeah. Well, Marlon, well, now that we've ripped open your dating experience.
Marlon. We love you, Marlon.
We love you, Marlon. And we have Will now, who is on Seeking Arrangements on behalf
this
of the commercial
fantastic.
Break.
I love this.
And Will is the perfect personality type for this because he just loves women. He loves being single. He's up in New York where there's a lot of options, I would imagine.
Tons.
And he's now on Seeking Arrangements. And we're going to get an update from him just as soon as we think it's necessary to get an update. I don't want to give an update that I signed up. That's not what I want. I want an update when some action has happened. Mm-hmm. So we'll keep you posted. We'll let you know. But all of this dating talk got me thinking. And got me watching.
I think I know where you're going with this.
You think I know where I'm going with this? Where do you think I'm going with this?
Love Connection.
The Love Connection.
Yeah,
that's right.
I love the Love Connection.
Aliens. I love the Love Connection too. And there's a few of the episodes.
Hey, Chuck Woolery, love the Love Connection.
We'd love to love the Love Connection. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Commercial Break. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go to connect with Chrissy and I. You can find out more information about the two of us, listen to all the audio, or watch all the video all from one location. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break is the place to be if you want daily clips and full episodes 2 days after they release on your favorite audio platform. At The Commercial Break on Instagram and 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. Give us a text message. Leave us a voicemail. Tell us how you feel about the show. Leave us content ideas, comments, questions, concerns. We'll take it all at 661-237-8296. Please do us a favor and leave us a comment and a review on your favorite podcast player. It's the only way the show grows, and we appreciate all those people who have done so lately. We're going to take a moment to tell you about our sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
If you've been listening to The Commercial Break for any period of time, then you've heard Chrissy and I talk about meditation. It's a practice and routine that I've kept up for about 25 years. And about 8 years ago, I was trolling through the App Store trying to find a meditation app for music. And what I found was Calm. I'm sure you've heard of this application. It's incredibly popular, and there's a great reason why. It helps to induce calm. The app does exactly what its name describes. Through guided meditation, through music, through soundscapes, through stories, sleep stories, and otherwise, and many other tools that are updated every single week. This is an application that at my household, we open up at least twice a day, because now my children love this app also. It's got an entire section for kids. It helps them with sleep stories, simple meditations, and soundscapes, and I couldn't be more excited about this. When it's time to go to bed, the kids ask for the Calm app because they want to hear the sleep stories from some of their favorite characters. And I use it for the guided meditation, the soundscapes, and sometimes the sleep stories when I'm having trouble getting to bed. This application is an incredible tool in my tool belt when I'm trying to de-stress in these incredibly stressful times. If you don't yet have this app, I want to give a gift to you from the good people at Calm. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/commercial. Go to calm.com/commercial for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/commercial. Chrissy and I highly recommend this app. This is one of those things that Chrissy and I truly love. So go to calm.com/commercial. Get 40% off the Calm premium subscription. And thank you so much to Calm for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break. We haven't done a Love Connection video in a while.
No,
actually, I think we've only done one in the entirety of the commercial
that
break.
That one was really funny.
It was good.
I mean, I was like on the floor, rolling on the floor laughing.
Okay.
That emoji.
Well, don't jinx it. We're only in the first inning.
Wait, it was the guy that there was like a leg? There was something to do with
Yeah. He said, what? Chuck said, well, I hear you want to have kids right away. And I said, yeah, right here on the couch, Chuck.
I got a leg.
Anyways, what episode was that?
We need to send people back to that.
It's called I Love Chuck or Go Fuck Yourself or What the Fuck Chuck is what it's called.
WTF
Chuck. That's
what
right.
What the fuck Chuck.
What the fuck Chuck. Go back. Listen to that one if you want to hear some more Love Connection tomfoolery. But right now, I present to you one of my other favorite episodes of The Love Connection. I've marked a few down.
The marriage one, the newlywed game.
I like the newlywed game, and I've been through a lot of those episodes.
Okay.
but I think they're already funny the way they are.
They really are.
Like, they're not unintentionally funny. They're trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of hard to make fun of something when they're already making jokes every 15 seconds. It's very jokey. It's obviously, it's all very scripted. But here we go. Chuck Woolery, my man. This is an episode probably from
He's
the early
sharp.
80s. Yeah, he is. Well, how can you see this?
I think that might be from the early 90s. Yeah,
this is, I present to you on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. I present to you the Love Connection in 2D. It's like, this is so old.
Yes, he's been divorced for about 6 months, but he's only married for 7 months. He always tries to kiss at the end of
he's
the day.
He's got on the raper glasses.
The one outfit he can't stand.
He's the Unabomber, basically. Welcome the Unabomber to
the... Oh,
my
God. He really looked... That is not a good look.
And to see on a woman in a jumpsuit. Please welcome Jeff
Thorne. Loves to see a woman in a jumpsuit. That's an interesting thing to say.
Hey, it's the wacky wild 80s.
He does own an electric company.
That's true. This guy is a white guy.
He's got a thing for jumpsuits.
This guy is a white guy with Jerry Curl and very dark sunglasses on for whatever reason. That was also a thing in the 80s, too. I think the Italians like to do that, put on sunglasses in the middle of the day.
Well, I saw a jumpsuit there and my mouth went south on me. Why don't you like jumpsuits?
Oh, he doesn't like jumpsuits.
Well, I saw a jumpsuit on there and I gave myself a blowjob. What is my mouth went south on me? What does that mean? The fuck, Chuck?
I mean, like this.
The ladies that are wearing them are always trying to hide something.
Well, Jeff.
And they're hiding their big butts.
Make yourself.
Hide big butts. Well, flash forward, old Jeff, to this age. He's got a big butt.
He's got a weird affectation.
Everybody loves a big
butt. Every time a woman wears a jumpsuit, he's trying to hide something from me, like a vagina.
I don't think a jumpsuit hides a butt.
It does, Chrissy. You just don't know. You don't have special x-ray glasses.
I thought it said he did like
you don't have x-ray glasses like I do.
He does. He's taking them off.
They're what? They're big butts.
No.
You think they're hiding their big rear ends?
Yeah, right? And they're always, you know, bleached out cotton, 100% cotton. They button down on the front. Yeah.
You ever wear baggy clothes at all?
No, I like...
No, I like I spandex and tidy whiteys.
This guy.
This guy's... His affectation is so awesome.
Oh, my God.
Blue jeans, because I've been told I have a real cute small butt.
Woo!
We actually meant dick! It's small dick is what I said.
Well, it's cute. Tiny.
It's a tiny little dick. It's adorable. Take it for a walk. Put a leash on it.
Look at Chuck's face.
And on that note, let's take a look at the tapes of Jeff. Sorry, remember, you're going to vote again. First, there's Kimberly. She admits that she's...
Remember, there's no way out of it. We're going to have to send this gentleman out with a woman.
First, there's Kimberly. She's wearing a jumpsuit.
Looks like she just got back from surgery, this lady.
She does.
Too loud sometimes, but that comes from being part of a large family. She's proud of the fact that she can eat anything and not get fat. Now, Kimberly hasn't dated
big
a lot of men
her.
In her lifetime, and here's more on that.
Right after I filed for divorce, I started seeing my high school sweetheart again. So we've been seeing each other for three, we were seeing each other about 3.5 years. So, and I had a baby. So it's like, I've really been.
Oh my God.
Right after I got out of my divorce, I started dating the entire high school football team for my class.
I had a baby. Now I'm on the dating game.
I'm still dating everybody. I don't know why I'm here. My mom set me up with this. The 80s was such a crazy
so weird.
Time. Everyone
That's
thought
why all those mass murderers happened in the 80s.
Everyone thinks they're like...
There are a lot of
people are still
killing.
Reserved in some way, shape, or form. Like now, everybody wants to be a reality show star. Mm-hmm. So anytime they get on TV, they act the fool, right?
Yeah.
But back then, people were still reserved.
True.
But they let their personality out in small little ways like this. Like I hadn't even been divorced and I was already dating three people.
Yep.
Seeing only two people my whole life.
I've only seen two penises in my entire life.
One got me pregnant. I had a baby.
They both shot liquid into my eye.
Oh, my God.
Both of them got me pregnant. Fucking dicks.
It's Paula. She loves to spend money on a date as long as it's not her own. In her spare time, she likes to write jokes, cook, or play with her cat. Now, she's originally from Chicago and later moved to San Diego. And here's the difference that she finds between men in both cities.
East Coast guys... are more into Darren movies.
Well, East Coast guys are hip hop.
East Coast guys are into Netflix and chilling out. The West Coast guys just like to say hello and whip it out. I good wish one. They all good could one. Have larger penises.
Yeah, that's good.
People here in California are more into healthy sporting events, at least in San Diego, recreational outdoor events, which is...
I can see Bob right now, Bob on the couch. He's like, here's a healthy sporting event. Gobble on my cock. Yeah. Are you hiding something under those pants?
The men get off easy in San Diego because they take you for... They take you, like, to a jogging event, and they don't have to spend a dime.
To a what?
A jogging event? Wow, the 80s were boring.
That was really weird.
Hey, it's Bob from The Love Connection. They gave me $400 for a date, and there's a 5K.
There's a 5K.
There's the Leprechaun 5K down the street. I was thinking we'd go there, we'd have some Jamba Juice, and then we could have sex on the beach.
We could jog.
We can yog. Have you ever yogged? It's like jogging, only you do it in a jumpsuit. Don't bring that big ass of yours.
All right. Pamela says that she probably works too hard, but she doesn't work out enough. She's looking for the male version of herself, someone who's motivated, career-oriented, and likes to travel. She thinks that men treat her differently because she's only 5'1".
She's an audiologist. Mm-hmm. What's an audiologist? Is it someone who tests your
tests
ears?
Tests the ears. Yeah. Something to do with the ears.
In other words,
she
is a hearing aid fitter.
Yes.
I think they were like really cute or something because I had just met this person at a bar the other night and he was dancing with me, picking me up like he thought I was a rag doll or something. And I just was the first time that ever happened to me. And I said, you know, what do you think? Like I'm just like a little puppet or something, like throwing me around. You know, I guess he thought I was like real little.
He picked me up and threw me around the room. He's like, I'm just imagining this lady swinging around the room. 5'1" for a woman is not that short, is it?
I mean, I'm 5'2", yeah.
You're 5'2"?
Yeah, so oh, yeah. 1 inch shorter.
I'm sorry. We'll get you that procedure. Yeah. We'll get you that procedure.
The bone stretching.
Right. Yeah. I found out more about this, by the way. I watched a video
okay,
on
good.
It.
Okay, good. Thank you, because when I was sort of listening to the show, I was like, did they stretch the bone?
They do stretch the bone. That's exactly what they do.
They stretch the bone.
Yes, they do. They break the bone.
Can your bone stretch?
Yes. Well, this is what they do. They stretch the bone and then they break the bone and then they put pins in it and they encourage the bone to grow around the pins. So it stretches them out and it gives them strength.
Seems like a lot.
It's fucked up, man. Would you do that just to get a gain an inch?
No.
No.
I was also in traction for a month when I broke my leg.
That's true. Yeah.
They were stretching my bone, I guess. I already had it done.
I stretched my bone in traction a lot. And when I was 15, I was in traction for a whole year. I was trying to stretch my bone.
Trying to stretch it out. Did it work?
No.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I think would be the best lady for him.
They always do the tick, 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 tick.
We're out of time, so we're going to find out.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. I got it. I got you. I got us covered.
I'm Chuck Woolery. Hope all your dates are good ones tonight. See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Chuck. Don't worry. I got us covered. Do you think I would just put the first half? It only gets better from here. So let's watch part two.
Okay.
Here we go. We're back.
It's four women and a
sorry.
Baby.
We're back. Four women and a baby. Next on My Polygamous Life.
That was from 91.
Yeah, 1991.
Welcome to
The Love Connection.
Where old-fashioned romance meets modern-day technology. Where you hear all the intimate details of a first date. And now, here's
I feel like Marlon should...
Is that Katy Perry?
It is Katy Perry. Yeah. It's Katy Perry.
She was on The Love Connection?
I wish she was on The Love Connection. Man, can you imagine what a lucky bastard that would be?
Celebrities, they're just like us.
They're just like us. Yeah. As Travis Scott at the gas station yesterday proved, celebrities are just like us. You have a sheriff's officer that goes to the shitter with you.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
That's normal.
Host of Love Connection, Chuck Woolery.
Thank you, John. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I wish Chuck hadn't turned out to be such a douchebag, right? I would consider him
really,
one of my heroes.
Yeah.
Let's get started by meeting our first guest. He dates about once a week, but he can't wait to settle into a relationship with one woman. And he likes to kiss all of his first dates. But even though he gives great massages, he claims that he'll never do that on a first date. Please welcome Jeff Dorn.
Hi, Jeff. Those lights are bright in the studio.
Yeah. Like, you gotta wear black sunglasses. He's got, I think Transitions had just come out and they hadn't quite worked out their product yet.
No.
It's Transitions 1.0 is what that is. They're dark all the time. Do you remember? Back in the 80s, people started wearing those Transitions, but they were just dark all the time.
They were. Especially the top.
I know. You'd walk into like
it transitioned, but just the bottom. Like, you couldn't see somebody's eyes.
I know. I remember that one of the priests that was like, my grandma would invite the priest over, and the priest, it would be the middle of the night, and he... He'd walk into the room and the kitchen light would be on, and all of a sudden he was wearing sunglasses. Now I know why. He was looking at my dingle. Hey, little Brian, come over here and sit on my lap. Play with my Transitions. I've got another transition in my pantalones.
Have a seat here. Well, how many dates do you go through before you actually give a massage?
Well, Chuck, I usually like to strap my dates the way he's talking.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
He's holding his head completely still.
And his mouth is completely closed.
Except for he is speaking.
He's like this. He's like, well, Chuck, I like to usually get through the first.
Serial killer. Have we cross-referenced, fact-checked this as to any of the serial killer shows that are on Netflix? Yeah, right,
absolutely.
Now.
Jeff Dorn.
John Wayne Gacy, by the way. I just watched that on Netflix. And it was bad. Talk about that.
That's depressing. John Dorn, which, by the way, John Wayne Gacy was killing people in the neighborhood that I grew up in, Chicago, in 1978, 79, when I was a kid, when I was a four-year-old.
You better be glad you're not old enough to paint, go to work with his painting business.
Until the second or third date. Because, you know, massages usually lead to bigger and better things, and I wouldn't want to scare the girl off.
Whoa. And by bigger and better things, Chuck, I mean my cock.
Somebody in the audience goes, whoa.
Whoa.
That guy's got a big cock. Look out, Chuck. Look out for his cock.
Jeff, let me ask you a question. How many dates do you get through before you ask somebody to massage? Well, ask is kind of an interesting question. I've got a taser that I like to start the massage off with a taser.
He is an electric company.
Some roof and all.
And I give excellent massages, you know, so it usually does leave.
You want one right now?
I'll show you, Chuck.
Let me start on the front and I'll work my way to the back.
pectoral massage.
Jeff, I'm going to have to take your word on that. And I tell you what, I remind everybody in our studio audience.
No.
Chuck's like, let's not talk about anything homosexual on my show.
Let's
not talk about anything homosexual on my show.
He's steering the conversation.
Save it for the after party, Jeff.
Yep.
I saw Jeff's three choices yesterday, and going to take a look and catch you up today. First, Kimberly, she's proud of the fact that she can eat anything and not get fat. Paula,
that's your calling card?
Yeah.
That's your intro? Hi. That's your elevator pitch?
Hi, I'm Kimberly. It's nice to meet you.
I can eat anything and not
get
fat.
I can eat anything and eat fat.
Okay.
Not her own.
She likes spending money, but not her own.
Pamela says that she probably works too hard, but she doesn't work out enough.
God. Well,
jeez.
Now the audience
vote is a great job of generalizing women producers at the Love Connection.
Jeez.
Man, could you be any more? Could you have any more? Throw any more stereotypes into your writing?
I don't think so.
They get that a little later right now.
They
Jeff
did it.
Tell us
they did it all. They stuffed it all into one episode.
Oh. He picked the girl that doesn't work out enough?
No, yeah, he picked the girl who...
And he didn't like big butts.
Yeah, he says he's hiding them. They're hiding them under that...
jumpsuits?
Under the jumpsuits.
Okay.
Which was a thing back in the 80s, kids.
Yes. Good, how are you?
Pretty good. You want me to call you Pamela or Pam?
Pam's fine.
Pam's fine, okay. Make yourself at home.
Pam.
Call me anything, just don't call me Collect.
Jeff will start us off.
Well, Chuck, we got to the restaurant, and I could tell by looking at Pam that she was perfect for me. She was great looking. She was well groomed.
So I had her lay down on the floor and I sketched her body. I then made a plaster cast to go around her. I strapped her down to the floor and I started massaging her. All without moving my mouth.
Right. Yeah. She's perfect.
He is not moving his mouth.
No, she'd be perfect. All. I could marry her and then murder people on the side. Yeah. She's good. She would never know.
She'll have no idea that I'm a closeted homosexual murderer. Are you sure you don't want that massage, Chuck?
Wait, hold, stop for a second, because he just said that I walked in, I could tell she was perfect for me. She was good looking and well groomed.
Oh.
Can you tell that when you first see someone?
When you're wearing x-ray glasses, can.
It was the glasses.
When you've got your x-ray transitions on.
Yeah.
I could tell that she took a lot of time to get ready for the date. And the first thing she said to me was, it's nice to date a guy with hair.
You been going out with a bunch of bald guys?
That's when I showed her my penis.
Jack, you been going out with a bunch of bald guys?
I don't think I said that joke. Aliens!
Something? What's going on here?
Yeah, the last several guys I've been going out with have been bald, and one guy told me he had blonde hair, but didn't tell me the blonde hair started in the back of his head.
Oh.
So what did you think when you saw?
Jeez, Lucinda. Could chill out a little bit.
Oh, man.
The poor ex-boyfriend that's watching this at home. He's like, that's
Jeff.
Me.
When I saw Jeff, I said, wow, this guy is really cute. He's real preppy. He had khaki pants on.
Dark sunglasses.
Shirt, Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Dark sunglasses.
She said sunglasses.
I know. Sunglasses. He had sunglasses. Everything a good murderer wears.
Ralph Lauren shirt, Ray-Ban sunglasses, and said, this is the kind of guy that I need to be going out with.
He's got chiclet teeth.
This is the kind of guy who never murders anybody, Chuck.
He's got chiclet teeth.
He does, and he doesn't move his jaw, so it's so weird.
It's very prominent.
Yeah. He reminds me, remember American, what is that? American, what, Jason. He looks like one of those things.
Yeah, his jaw should move like that, but it doesn't.
I know. He looks like his head should be at a carnival in one of those, like, walk-through horror houses.
Yeah.
I don't like jumpsuits.
You're perfect for me.
Oh, not bad. She doesn't even know you give great massages yet.
No, I didn't tell her that. Well, she found out, though.
Oh!
Oh, scandalous.
She found out.
Watch, Chuck's going to get uncomfortable. He's like, he gets hot, and he's like, I don't like to talk about sex.
You went there.
Jeff, you look like you're a little stiff sitting there. I must say, just kind of sit back and relax.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is like my living room. Okay. So now what happened?
He was saying that sarcastically because Jeff is reclined back.
Yeah, Jeff is. Well, no, I think he's talking about his actual like neck and head.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, he's seeing the same thing that we're seeing.
Okay.
He's like, you seem a little stiff there.
It's just my massive murder erection. Anytime I'm about to murder somebody, I get a big boner.
Thanks for introducing me to all the murder people I can
thanks
murder.
Thanks for introducing me to three potential victims.
Anyway, we decided to go into the bar for a drink. I was a little late to the date, so I brought Pam a dozen roses.
I was a little late to the date, so I brought her a couple teeth from my last.
You can put them on a necklace, Pam.
And she really enjoyed the roses. I could tell she really appreciated that.
That wasn't nice. So you get roses often, Pam?
No, I haven't gotten roses in about 3 years. So when I saw those roses, I was very excited. And I told Jeff you should
make this
tradition.
I looked past the murderer-esque piece.
So when I got those roses, I literally dropped my panties right there.
Who wants a massage?
I said, how are you with massages?
It's funny that you ask.
That's great. So now what happened?
Anyway, we got called for dinner, and I said to Pam...
Anyway, on with my story, Chuck. You interrupted me. You're on my murder list.
Did you want me to carry your flowers over to the table?
Yeah.
And I mean, she was holding on to him with two hands. She would not let go of these things.
Dun, it was like, dun, dun, dun.
And she was also trip to New York the next day. And she took.
Here comes the bride with a bloodstained knife.
He's got hair. Yeah. And he brought me roses. I'm in.
He's got hair. He brought me roses. His jaw is wired shut. He's perfect. Mama told me about boys like these.
Hold on.
Mom said, well, honey, if you could get somebody with hair and teeth that don't move.
Hold on to the road.
Hold on to them.
I mean, she's going to take these flowers on this trip with her on a plane to New York. I couldn't believe it.
What?
What? Oh, he's just saying.
You're getting aboard there with all these things in her arms.
She must not get flowers very often. And well, I don't give them very often, but this was a special occasion.
So now you go through dinner.
This was a special occasion. Good for you, dude.
Yeah, good for you. You're actually on a dating show. You should be acting like that.
Yeah, listen to Chrissy. Listen to what she has to say.
I don't like this
we
guy.
We go through dinner. Then after dinner, we headed back to her apartment. And
oh.
It's all right.
I thought I'd kind of break the
I thought I'd murder her there and make cleanup a lot easier.
I said, you know, kind of relax. We sat down on the love seat together. And I said to Pam,
I needed to be one of these audience members. Get it!
The couch is where sex happens!
I know. Who are the audience? Were they like serving an open bar at the
Did you get to second base?
Well, like, see? Wow!
I know. It's like they've never seen a porn before. The 80s was like caveman days.
I know.
Did she show her your legs?
Her ankles. Woo-hoo! Her ankles.
Yeah.
I just jizzed!
I think they're serving an open bar and the audience. With the audience. No,
I think just the thought of sex sends everybody into a tizz. Ow! I just came in my pants! That was wild! Love
I'll
Connection
take
was wild!
Soda.
I've never seen anything like it. He went to the couch!
And, you know, how do you know when your date starts to get romantic?
When you're sitting on a love seat.
When you get an erection.
When you get a boner! Woo!
Yeah!
I might have written, so I said, I guess it's when a guy puts his hand on my knee, and then all of a sudden I saw Jeff's hand on my knee, and I figured, oh, he must have remembered what I wrote.
So what did you do, Pam?
Well, oh, I had three orgasms in a row.
What did you do?
I had a 15-minute orgasm.
I took that hand and I put it all over me.
It went in her vagina!
Babe, there's going to be like a riot up on stage.
Just guys with hard-ons running up, jizzing all over them. He went to the couch! Like Tom Cruise jumped on Oprah's couch. Just a bunch of guys jumping on the couch, racking off. Ah, you touched your leg. Ah! Ah! I can't hold it in anymore.
Well, at about time, I thought he was interested in kissing me, and I figured that was his cue.
And was
so,
it?
It was.
Oh.
So what happened?
He gave me a kiss, and I thought it was real nice, but I didn't want Jeff to get all cocky, so I really, you know, wanted a second date, and I said, well, let this guy keep guessing about what I'm feeling.
You cock tease.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, I didn't really want to go all out and you know, really get into the kissing, because it was the first date and everything, you know.
But fucking's a different story. Kissing's really personal.
I wait a couple dates. I didn't really want to get into showing her my micro penis on the first date. That's a conversation for a different time. I didn't want to tell her about my unfortunate electrocution accident with my balls.
That's why he started his own company.
My penis has smelled like burnt toast since 82.
determines whether you go out on a date with a guy again. And she said, it's how you kiss. And I go, well, how did I do? And she goes, just okay.
This
and
is said, like the, okay. The girl that is dating Marlon.
I think this is nothing like that. It's like, well, how did I do? Listen how he asked this question. It's so weird. It's yeah, so listen. Weird.
And she said, it's how you kiss. And I go, well, how did I do? And she goes, just okay. And I said, just okay.
Just give me your mouth again. Give me your mouth again. Come here.
Let me see that mouth again. I'm the best.
Maybe it's my jaw.
I'm the West Burbank's kissing champion of the year, 1983. Just okay. I don't kiss so well because of the jaw thing.
It's been wired shut.
Yeah.
All right, so they're kind of playing cat and mouse.
To go cocky, it's a little
back and forth.
Maybe we need to try it again. How well you do kiss. And it was more passionate, and it was really nice.
Oh, I see. Okay. Mm. Sounds pretty good. How'd the date end?
Well, we moved over to the couch and got a little more comfortable because...
Actually, I went into her bathroom and I masturbated.
I love how they moved from the love
seat. Just much too restrictive.
A love seat to the couch.
Oh, Lord.
And I wanted to make sure that I had a second date with this gal. So, you know, I really liked her a lot. I didn't want to blow my chances. So at that
or my
point,
wad.
I didn't want to blow up in my pants.
Now, this date started at about 4:30 in the afternoon, so it was quite a long date. And I
waited a long time.
They went out for hours! It's our vagina.
They went out for hours.
They moved to the couch.
People in the audience are freaking.
I know they're going crazy over nothing. If you said that this day and age, you'd be like, oh, yeah. Sounds kind of like a snooze fest to me.
Yeah, why'd you move?
Yeah,
couches?
People would be checking their text messages. Like, this is my grandma's told stories more sexy than this.
A long drive back to Laguna Beach. It took me about an hour and a half to get back from West Hollywood.
Laguna.
Until about 2:30. Beautiful. I had to work the next morning.
Yeah. Well, sounds like you had a great date, though. Let's take a look and see the audience before.
Well, let's take a look, Chuck.
Yep. Here we go. That was a big crapshoot. I don't know who the audience
was. Oh, 80%. They picked this girl. Yeah, that's a big one.
They're going to pay for it. They're going to pay for it.
It's going to be big money.
We've gone out a couple times since the date, Chuck.
Oh. They've seen each other since the original date.
I can tell everyone who's listening to this episode is like, Jesus Christ, guys. I'm already reading the Apple reviews in my head. Can you quiet down? It's 8:30 in the morning.
You want to go out again, Pam?
Oh, I'd love to.
I'd love to.
Yeah, it's our 10th date. Yeah. We're going to Venice. We're taking the money and we're going to Venice.
We're going to Venice.
Yep. Hey.
Oh, she's short.
She said she was 5'1".
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
That's not the right skirt for her to be wearing.
No.
Date with us. We enjoyed it.
Thank
keep
you.
In touch and let us know how you're doing, will you?
Okay. Great.
Okay. Going to come right back with another
one. Keep in touch. Let us know when you have sex.
Or we'll see a Netflix special on you a few years from now.
Oh, those two were fun, weren't they?
Wow, that was really fun. It's Friday. It's Friday.
Well, it's Friday here
today
in the studio.
Today is the day. That's why we're having so much fun.
Okay, Friday's it's here in the studio. Everyone, settle down. Oh my God! Wow, what a lot of fun. Well, we covered a lot today.
We got
Marlon some good advice. Hodley says do everything she wants. I say get the fuck out. You're never going to do everything she wants because I know you, Marlon.
I said do everything she wants, but then push back a little on his terms.
You might be right.
On his terms.
But I have a feeling.
I think she would appreciate a little backbone.
Yeah, I have a feeling that a lady of her age and of her constitution, from what I'm hearing, probably really just wants a puppy dog. Yeah, her internal, the way that she works internally, okay. I think she just wants a puppy dog. I think she's had probably.
I don't
probably.
Think that.
You don't think
I
that?
I think that she wants a little bit of backbone.
All right.
But for him
try
to
it.
Do what she says.
Try it, Marlon.
But the backbone with puppy. Puppy yeah. backbone.
Well, why doesn't he have a... He needs a front bone is what he needs.
He does need a front bone.
He needs a front bone. And yeah. even the medication ain't working. Poor Marlon. You got to get to that 10th day, bro. We need more content for TCB.
We're going to need you to get to the 10th day.
That's right.
Day.
You gotta get to the, he knows he's got to get to the 10th day.
Okay,
he's going to do it. He's going to make it to the 10th day.
Okay.
And then I'm hoping that we can get pictures and audio so that we can see this woman. I've yes. seen a picture of this woman, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'd have a hard time, too. That's all I got to say.
Well, based on looks alone.
Based on looks alone. But maybe, you know, maybe she's got something that I might like.
He's our eyes and ears.
Let me move to the couch.
Jesus!
Oh, sorry. I got so excited, I hit myself in the knee. So, yeah, listen, we'll get back with Marlon next week. I promise
good,
I'll get you an
good,
update
good,
for
good,
Marlon.
Good,
we'll
good,
get an
good.
Update on seeking arrangements and all of that good stuff. We got lots of wonderful content coming up for you in the next couple of weeks, but we want you to be a part of the action. So go to tcbpodcast.com. You can connect with us there via email. Go to the Contact Us page. And let us know if there's anything you'd like us to cover. If you've got an interesting video that you've seen, you got an interesting story you want to tell, you just, you know, think there might be a topic that Christy and I might have some fun with, go to that website, contact us, or send us a text message to 661-237-8296. We will not spam you. This is an actual phone number. You just text. And whoever responds will actually be a human being. So it's not like, you know, so the celebrities now, they'll give out their cell phone number, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And then you...
It's like automated or something?
Yeah, and it's an automated spam number. It's so obnoxious. I fucking hate it. One time I thought I was texting Ashton Kutcher, and now I get a text message every 3 days telling me about what he's up to with his wine company.
Oh, it's the old scam and bam.
I had to press stop. So 661-BEST, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. Hit us up, and we'd love to hear from you. Please leave us a rating and a review on your favorite podcast player. There's lots of you that have been doing that lately. We certainly do appreciate it. Anyone who's not, if you could just take 2 minutes, it really does help to grow the show, which means more sponsorships, which means more TCB coming your way for
yes.
free. And one last thing, at The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/TheCommercialBreak. Subscribe and like for content you cannot get anywhere else, including clips every day of the week, TCB in the studio, exclusive to YouTube, and now full episodes released 2 days after they broadcast on the audio version. You can also now catch us on Spotify Video.
Yeah,
go to Spotify
Live.
Search The Commercial Break Live, and right there you can then get the audio and video version, and you can still hear us on the audio channel, The Commercial Break. So... I wish everyone a wonderful and happy and safe
day.
National.
Because we don't know what day they're listening
National
to.
National Secretary Appreciation Day.
Perfect.
I don't even know what that is, but I hope
yes.
you have it. Best to
what?
You. What? Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time. Chrissy and I always say we do say we must say.
Bye. Bye.